You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.
Pastor Paul Dean presents Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Kingdom International Single Seminar to help singles kiss God so they can stop kissing the wrong people and having the wrong relationship. Kiss God Radio, Tuesdays, 8 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Paul Dean. I worship, I wait, I win. Join in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Kiss of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's the B.O.B. bounce. And it's about to get real. Let's go. It's about to get real.
You get the more God's gonna bless you. Ow! Now, don't get too low if you can't get back up. Amen. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, sugars. God bless y'all. Heaven smile upon you. All that wonderful stuff. Thank y'all for tuning in to the show. The show of the day on the baddest network is Love, L-U-V. That stands for Loving You Virtually. On this awesome, awesome internet that we have. Okay? So we got an awesome show, awesome lineup for you all today. And we don't want y'all to get too comfortable because we want y'all to get into it, okay? Because we got some music from the request line. We have Celebration of Melanated People segment, live interview, Bible trivia, But first things first, you know, you got to download that app, sugar. That's right. Download that app. Text the words Love Radio, that's LUV Radio, to the following number, 27126, for your love music on the go, okay? And make sure you pay attention to the road, so get all that out the way. Then you get behind the wheel and do what you got to do so you can pay attention. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so we're going to be right back. We got some music for you from our request line that we had to blow the dust off the crate for this one, okay? And came off the request line, and then we got some Kimberly Renee and some other stuff. So be right back. Enjoy the music.
We'll be right back.
Jesus, how many of y'all know when you wait on him, you don't have to backtrack and redo anything because you did it right the first time? Okay, okay. So we are, excuse me, we are here and we have a moment of silence, and we're going to be, which is going to be followed by our scripture. So let us reverence a moment of silence for our ancestors and those that we've lost in this crazy time that we have going on. Okay? Thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you all for reverencing the moment of silence. And now time for our scripture. The scripture today comes from James 1 and 22 through 24. But ye, excuse me, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. That is James 1, chapter 1, verses 22 through, excuse me, through 24 of the King James Version. Now, please excuse me. Now we're going to go into our Bible trivia answers. And right after the Bible trivia answer from last week, we are going to, we got some other stuff going on. But anyway, Bible trivia answer from last week. I asked what the number 12 represented, and we had a couple people to jump in, and they gave some really good answers. Okay, so the number 12 represents government, representation of authority, perfection, and revolving. So we want to thank those that Miss Alice and Miss Kaya from the Holy Temple Holiness Church of Deliverance on West Pratt Street, 2016 West Pratt Street, for paying attention in Bible study or Sunday school or whatever they doing, they paying attention. So we just want to give them a shout out for listening to the word and applying it and remembering. Okay, we're gonna keep it moving, okay, because we have an interview to do today. And we're going to keep it moving. We got two songs that's coming up. We got some Marvin Gaye. Okay. What's going on? Hey, what's going on? We don't know sometimes. Then we got some Sounds of Blackness and a poem. And then we'll get into it. Okay. So stay right there. Enjoy the songs. We'll be right back.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Right. 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 Right.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you all so much for staying tuned. You just heard the Sounds of Blackness, I Believe, because you know you got to believe. Amen. And before that, you heard, what's going on? Ask yourselves what's going on. We know what's going on. If you've been paying attention to the scriptures, you already know what's going on. Sometimes we don't know what's going on, but we can see what's going on because scripture says it and lays it out. Anyway, let me keep it moving because I can go on and on. We about to get ready because we ready. Not we about to. We getting ready for this interview. So we got a surprise guest in the studio today. If y'all been paying attention to the page and the webpage and all that, you already know what's about to go down. So let's get started with this interview, okay? All right, let's bring him in. All right, we got
time for Bible or Babble. Gather around for your new favorite show. If you need a word, show them what you know. Let's go. Bible or Babble.
Babble.
It's Bible.
Babble.
Let's go.
Bible or Babble.
All and everything, we gon' put you through the test. See, you know that B.I.B. a little bit.
Yeah.
Bible.
Bible
or Babble.
Babble.
It's Bible.
Hey, 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 hey. So, who do we have in the studio? We have none other than the God, man of God himself, Mr. Mario Steele. How you doing today, sir?
I am feeling amazing, Lady Q. It is so great to be with you on this morning. Nikki, I'm excited. I feel good. You're playing some good music. You're talking some good stuff. Man, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lady Q. I'm ready.
I'm glad you popped up, babe. You know how you get. This is for y'all that don't know. We vibe real good, so we about to enjoy ourselves for a couple minutes, okay? So y'all just sit back and enjoy. Okay, so Mr. Mario, let's start off with that accent, okay? Where are you from, sir?
All right, all right, all right. So that beautiful accent that you're hearing now, I'm playing. But that accent that you're hearing, I was born and raised in Nassau, Bahamas. So that's where I'm from. Born and raised. My mom still lives in the Bahamas. But now I'm here in the States. Actually came here to go to college. Played college tennis in Alabama and in North Carolina. That what actually led me, you know, to what I am doing today. Just God just setting and honoring my steps in all that I do.
Okay, okay. So you kind of led into the next question that I have. So first of all, what business are you in and how did you get started with the biz? Okay.
So I went to school for broadcasting. I attended St. Augustine's University in Raleigh, North Carolina, HBCU, amen, amen. So I attended there. I'm also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So I am indeed just grateful. So the minister, I got my degree in broadcasting, and in that, I actually have worked with a lot of film companies and worked closely with 2020 Vision, worked with a lot of film companies on producing, in producing capacities, worked with a lot of shows, putting on a lot of gospel shows as well. But God, in the midst of all of that, God led me to meet a lot of amazing people in the industry and just come up and just working and managing artists as well. God, you know, put me in arenas where I was able to open my eyes and see a lot of things that God could use me and use others for the kingdom.
Oh, wow. So you all up in the business. You all up in the business, and you talk about ministering and connecting with people, listening to God's voice and things like that. So with those companies you mentioned that you were working with, are you working on any projects with any of the film industries or anything like that?
Yes, so we actually, as a matter of fact, you could find a few of our movies. So I've worked with 2020 Vision. Worked with our company actually put out a few movies. You could find those movies, Butt Delivers from Evil. You could find our movies, Iniquity. You could go ahead and search those out. And there's a new project my partner's actually working on right now called What Do I Do Now? So there's a lot of projects that we've worked on. And I've actually, my brothers and I actually authored a book that is called Generation Text. One text can change your life. We're now in the process, in the pre-production process of working on our movie for the same title, Generation Text. And just a quick snippet, that book is about a pastor that loses his wife and during texting and driving. So if you have a chance, go on. It's available on all bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere that books are sold. You'll be able to find our book, Generation Text. I know it's going to bless your life. It's a really, really good book, if I do say so myself.
Well, you can say so yourself. It's all right. Frogs get to brag on their own pond, so you can brag on your pond all you want to, okay? That's all right. It's all right. So the movie that you were talking about, you know, I'm just, you know, y'all looking for any extras and things, you know, Miss Tell the Truth, Lady Q could pop in from here, you know, pop in real quick, in and out, you know, just let me know. We can talk about that.
You know I got you. Lady Q, you know I got you. You know I got you. So you know when we are ready to go in, you know I got you in there. You know that.
Yeah, so y'all just saying, just had to put that little tidbit out there. Okay, so along with that, let's talk about the game show. Let's talk about the game show for a couple seconds. Explain, how did you come up with the concept for Bible or Babble? Those of you that can spell, it's almost spelled alike, but, you know, I'm just saying. You get confused with the words Bible, Babble. People get confused, okay? So let me be quiet and let you tell us how you got started with that.
Look here, Lady Q, you just said something. That's what people really do. People get confused on whether, not even the spelling, but people get confused is, was that in the Bible or is that just babble? Is someone just making up a word? You know when people used to say stuff to you and you'd be like, man, that ain't in the Bible. That's basically the concept of our show, Bible or Babble. But seriously, the show was started during this time of pandemic. We actually were in the process. Our group and I, we have a great team. Sheila Sams, my wife Carla Steele, Pastor T, Taliba Petre, Apostle Hugh, Ilana Sams, my son, Rio Steele Jr., we all were working together with the show, with the plan of the show. We wanted to put it in a big studio. We wanted to have, and we were in the plan, setting our studio to broadcast, but all of a sudden this pandemic hit. And as you know, that shifted the way everybody did business. And I said, okay, I'm going to hold off, wait till everything dies out, and then we're going to get back up and rolling. But I was having a conversation with my apostle. He said, you can't stop. You got to find a way to make this thing happen. And in the midst of all this, Lady Q, I saw where my kids were doing homeschooling via Zoom and using the, you know, the Google Meets and all these different forms to stream teaching and learning. I said, look here, we could do Bible or Babble via Zoom. We could do this. We don't have to have the studio audience just to get started. And there is a saying that I love by Les Brown. It basically talks about if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing badly. So sometimes we all wait. People are out there waiting and waiting. Hey, I need this to be perfect. I need to have the perfect soundtrack. I need to have the perfect words to say. I need it to be right before I could start. I need the right amount of money. But sometimes you just have to start it. You just have to start it and let God develop that idea into something beautiful. And that's what we've done with Bible or Babble. God has developed this idea, this simple idea of trying to bring family and fun together and in the midst of this learning the word of God and made this thing beautiful. He makes all things beautiful, Lady Q, and I am so excited about what God has been doing in this ministry, reaching over 236 million homes through our partnership with the Now Network. We're on YouTube, on our Bible or Babel page. You can find us on TikTok. We are everywhere. And in the midst of that, I'm looking, we've given away thousands of dollars to churches and organizations. But what I am most proud of, if I could toot a horn, toot, I am just thanking God right now for the lives. Every show we end, as you know, our Lady Q, we don't leave a show without inviting someone to get to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So you know how it runs. Lady Q, you were on there doing your thing, so you know how it runs. But that's what I'm most proud of, is that someone, through a game show, look here, by any means necessary, we're going to spread this kingdom gospel and this word.
See, it's time for offering now. I'll take up offering. Let's take up offering. and ain't nothing else need to be said. I'm just saying, he went in and he was going in. I heard it. But we just thank him for listening to the voice of the Lord and being obedient to the Spirit and looking at, because so many people focus on, and I'm going to let him go because he got other things to do, but we thank him so much for his time, and I can continue to talk about him after he go do what he got to do. But anyway, we thank him for his time. You heard the outlets. You can get him on TikTok. Those of you that are scared of TikTok is awesome. He's also on YouTube. Check him out on Facebook. All of those, reach out to him, ask him questions or whatever, and never don't be scared. You know, step out there and be on a game show. They're looking for people, so have some fun with the word. You know, fellowship with one another, and most of all, if you don't know Christ, there's an invitation with every episode to get invited to the to the body of Christ. So we thank him for his time. Mr. Mario, thank you and the missus for sharing your time this morning with us. And we pray Godspeed to you and your family and continue to bless you.
Lady Q, thank you so much. And I want to encourage every listener out there, please share this with your friends. Share the Love Network with your friends. So into this ministry, so into this great lady here. This is an amazing station, amazing people. Mr. Charles, everyone over there. I mean, amazing people. And this station right here is reaching the globe. And I love Lady Q and what she's doing for the kingdom of heaven. Lady Q, thank you so much for having me.
God bless you, man.
Bible
of God. Love
Babel,
you
where God gets the glory.
And your church gets the money if you win. Praise God.
That's it.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, ma'am.
All right. That was Mr. Mario Steele, and we want to thank y'all. We're going to keep it moving. We got a couple things. I just felt the Spirit of God. He just do what he do and keeps it moving. That's how God does. So we got a couple of, we're going to play a song. We got Mariah Carey, right? And then I need a listener to call this number. 563-999-3519, because I need for you to read the first stanza of My Country, Tears of Thee, and see if I keep talking, then I end up saying the words. But can you call me right quick? Quick, pop up like popcorn. Y'all know how y'all used to do when you pop up for them testimonials, and then you take 2 hours, but we don't want you to take 2 hours. We just want you to call in. 563-999-3519 and read the first stanza of My Country, Tears of Thee. I'll give you maybe 30 seconds or 15 seconds to do that. If not, then I will read it myself. I'm just saying. We got to keep it moving. We got some more stuff. We have the Celebration of Melanated People, and we're going to keep it rolling because it's rolling. I'm telling you, we got some stuff today. So we got anybody on the line? Okay. I'm going to keep it rolling. All right, let me give y'all a couple minutes. A couple more 30 seconds. Let me see. 30 seconds. I didn't even wait 30 seconds, did I? No, can't count. Okay. Just in case, because I don't want to start reading. Somebody else wants to do it. I'm open. Okay. If you want, once you get on there, then let me know. If not, keep going. Okay, it's 9:41, so the 30 seconds has passed. Okay, so the first stanza, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. This is a poem that we used to have to recite every program when we were coming up. Every single program, right after the Pledge of Allegiance, we had to say this. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee, I sing. Now, I've been saying the wrong words, so I'm going to say with the right words. Of thee, I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Okay? That's what we say. So I'm going to sing it like we did, like we used to sing it back in the day. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom woo woo. Hey, I ain't never heard it like that. We will keep it moving. We love y'all today. We love y'all for staying tuned with me, I'm telling you. Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. We have a couple songs. We got Miss Mariah Carey coming, and then we got Alicia Keys, and then we got a celebration of melanated people. Going to give the answers from last week and give the information for this week. All right, so stay tuned.
One week.
We thank y'all for staying tuned. We are, this show has been awesome. And we're going to just jump right into the celebration of melanated people, because we are here. We're here for all of us. God, He made all of us. We all made that was made. Amen. Okay? So, this last week's answer, last week's question, I asked what was patent, and nobody sent it. I guess they didn't want to guess. But anyway, the patenting of the traffic signal in 1923, that's what he patented. The traffic light, Morgan's traffic signal, was the first to feature three commands instead of two, which controlled traffic more effectively. That's what the contribution was, because everybody and everything was on the road, the animals, the cars, the people, everybody doing, you know, crossing the street and things like that. So his three traffic signal instead of the two, I guess they had, what, stop and go? And they had to, you know, that caused a lot of, created a lot of issues. So he developed the three light signal, okay? This week's melanated celebrated person comes from the, and y'all can check the website out, blackpast.org, is Jan E. Metzelger, 1852 to 1887, okay? Jan Ernst Metzelger was born September 15th, 1852, in Suriname, South America, the child of a biracial marriage. His father was a white engineer from Holland, and his mother was a black woman in the Dutch colony. By his third birthday, Metzelger was sent to live with his father's sister. By the time he turned 10, he became a worker in the machine shop that his father owned. It was at this time that he quickly became aware of his talent for working with machinery, okay? And due to time's sake, I would like for you all to go on and find out what he had patented. What was patented? He received the patent numbers 274 and 207 for an invention that he made. And with that invention, it did something, okay? That invention did something. Okay, so I want you to go on and find that out and send it to me on my webpage and loveradionetwork.com, Lady Q's page, and send me the answers, okay? And or if you cannot get on the site, which you should because you have the app and all those things, so you can also post it to my Facebook page, okay, if that's easier for you. So what was the invention that he received the patent numbers 274 and 207? What was the invention and what did it do? Okay. All right. So we are coming to the, we have come to the bottom of the hour and the top of another one. So right now we are going to ask that you don't forget to support the station and the show. You can go on loveradionetwork.com, Lady Q's page, click that donate button. And, support monetarily so that we can continue to provide awesome programming and do some special things that we are looking to do. We are looking to do some things, and those of you that are participating with answering the questions and different little things, I'm going to have contests and we're going to be giving away some stuff. So as things build, as things increase, we will also upgrade and update. So make sure y'all check us out during the week. Check us out on Saturdays and Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday. We out here in these internet streets, okay? We out here. So I thank y'all so much for staying tuned. Make sure y'all check out the page for the question that I asked y'all today. We'll be on the page. So we'll be on the page, and you can go on and answer that. But enjoy the rest of the show. We have some more music from the request line and, well, one or two songs, because it's almost 10 o'clock, so y'all need to get ready for church. If y'all not already ready, you should be on your way out the door, okay, because I don't want y'all to be late, okay? So God bless y'all. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Make sure you do your hygiene, whatever you need to do to stay safe and keep other people safe. Just take care of yourselves, okay, because that's a requirement according to Scripture, okay, according to Scripture. And we love y'all. God bless, and peace. I'm out.
I belong to you. No.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.
everything you need is right here. All of your problems, yes, I'm aware. And when you're done, I'll be right there. You can call on me, cause I hear your darkest days. You put trust in him.